Hello, friends. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this and my previous podcasts. It is always exciting for me to sit down and share my journey with you. Today, we are going to delve a bit deeper into how nutrition can help or hinder your sex life. Wait, what? Yes, I said it, and yes, it is a thing. And I am not talking about whipped cream on the nipples, although that would be very nice. Maybe we will get creative with it later and spice things up a notch. As you may know, I'm a physical therapist and also a certified health coach. I talk to my clients all the time about nutrition because it goes hand in hand with healing, and I am in the business of helping people to heal. There is not a condition that good nutrition can't help. The reason for this is that the food we put in our mouths gives us the building blocks of nutrients and energy that we need to function normally in all aspects of our lives, including our sex lives. So let's talk about food. I love to eat, and eating is right up there with sex as one of my favorite things to do. Unfortunately, in the USA, we have a nutrition problem that is causing all sorts of issues in our collective health, including heart disease, cancer, strokes, and diabetes, to name a few. Today, I am going to just talk about heart disease because it directly affects our genitals. This sounds crazy, but did you know that erectile dysfunction can be a precursor to heart disease? The same issue that causes a person to have a quadruple bypass, plaque in the blood vessels, is the same issue that can cause erectile dysfunction. In women, this translates as decreased vaginal sensitivity and dryness. Basically, our genitals are not getting enough blood flow due to blockages in the tiny vessels that flow to and within the penis and clitoris. And this causes those organs to not properly fill up with blood when aroused. When the penis doesn't get enough blood flow, it can't get erect. This causes erectile dysfunction. When a clitoris doesn't get enough blood flow, the tissue can't get engorged and loses some of its natural sensitivity and ability to properly function and create lubrication. So, what is one to do? Well, many studies have been done to show what types of foods are best to consume for the best health, and honestly, dieting is never the answer. However, eating healthy is. We should be consuming 10 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And the average American only consumes 1.5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. That causes us to be calorie rich, meaning we eat a lot of food, but nutritionally poor, meaning we eat the wrong stuff. I tell my clients to eat the rainbow. Every color of fruits and veggies has its own particular nutrition, and we need all of it. I also tell my clients about encapsulated produce, which is a product that I recommend. This salad in a capsule gives us 30 to 45 fruits and veggies in our bodies every single day to help us bridge the gap between what we do eat and what we should eat. Interestingly, over time, something called metabolic reprogramming happens. When you increase your fruit and vegetable intake, or when you start to take this product daily, over time, you start to crave the good nutrition that you are giving your body, and someone who doesn't like vegetables will actually start to like them and even crave them. If you are interested in learning more about this product, visit my website, pleaseme.online, where you can order your own. I personally take the red, green, and purple chewables and the orange plant-based omega capsules, and I absolutely love the single-serve shakes for breakfast daily. The shakes are my go-to breakfast and have lots of fiber, which gives me oh-so-healthy poop. Yes, I went there. In addition, fruits and vegetables are so key to our health because they contain little phytonutrients that help our bodies to heal themselves and keep our blood vessels, and especially the lining of our blood vessels, clean and smooth. The lining of our blood vessels is called our endothelium, and it is our body's natural pharmacy, getting the nutrients we need into the bloodstream. Fruits and veggies cleanse our body with those phytonutrients and give us lots of fiber to clean out our intestines and give us healthy poop. Did you know that 70% of the body's immune system is in the gut? So having healthy poop is good for your immune system and to keep you healthy. I know this is so unsexy, but if you enjoy anal sex, then having healthy poop is very key to enjoying yourself. Did somebody say anal sex? Well, since I mentioned it, anal sex has become quite popular, and not just gay men enjoy it. Now, not all women are the same here, but there are some women who enjoy anal sex very much. One study found that 31% of women found anal sex to be enjoyable. A small number, 4%, even like it more than vaginal penetration. Anal sex is not just on the menu for women, though, and there are also straight men who enjoy anal sex as well with their lady partners. It involves the use of toys, prostate massage, or a strap-on, but anal sex for a straight man is also on the menu. Stay tuned for a future episode on this topic. There are two schools of thought when it comes to hygiene and anal sex. Some like to do an enema to clear out the colon, and hey, if you don't mind shooting water up your butt, by all means, go for it. But if you eat a diet high in fiber, such as what you get from fruits and vegetables, or the shakes I mentioned earlier, you will have healthy poop which evacuates completely from your body, and no enema is required. If this isn't a reason to eat more fruits and vegetables, I don't know what is. Oh, did I say that? Here's another reason to go to pleaseme.online and check out those fruits and vegetable capsules. For all those anal lovers out there, make sure to eat your fruits and veggies and make sure to get some of those fiber-rich shakes. So once you've got your fruits and veggies right and you are eating healthy and maybe taking encapsulated produce, you will be feeling oh so fantastic. But what if you are still experiencing erectile dysfunction or vaginal dryness and decreased sensitivity? These sexual health conditions are caused from plaque building up in our blood vessels. Since the blood vessels are smaller in the penis and clitoris, they will get blocked easier than in the heart, but these conditions can be precursors to heart disease. I am a sexual health physical therapist, and I treat these conditions in my office. I use a machine called acoustic wave therapy, which slides along the shaft and surrounding tissue of the penis or vulva. What it does is unblock those tiny blood vessels by blasting away the plaque, which gets carried away by the flowing blood. Over time and multiple treatments, there is more capillary formation, so the treatment actually adds more blood flow over time. It is an excellent treatment for prevention as well as for those who have symptoms mentioned before. 30% of men in their 30s have ED, which is defined as the inability to get an erection hard enough for penetration. For a woman, one will experience less sensation during sex or increased dryness. If you would like to set up an appointment for a consultation or treatment, go to pleaseme.online and contact me. I am located in Wellington, Florida, and am always happy to help you on your sexual health journey. I am available to do virtual consultations or see you in my Wellington, Florida office, so please reach out to me. Now, I can't fail to mention one fruit that is near and dear to my heart. Yes, I love mangoes and coconuts too, but no, I'm talking about watermelon. Watermelon contains citrulline, which helps men with erectile dysfunction get harder erections. But any man can benefit from watermelon. Eating it has been known to cause what I call, and I am coining this term, watermelon dick. Your erection is so hard that it can be likened to freezer meat. So ladies, get ready. It is recommended that you eat 3.5 cups of red watermelon daily for a good dose of citrulline. If you can get yellow watermelon, it has 4 times the amount of citrulline, so you only need 1 serving of the yellow one to make a difference in your erectile or clitoral function. And don't forget the rind is high in nutrients too, so blend it into a smoothie and eat it every day for a week and tell me how it goes. I challenge you to give it a try, ladies and gentlemen. Contact me on pleaseme.online and tell me about your week-long watermelon challenge. I can't wait to hear all about it. Today, I am rocking my Orgasm Equality t-shirt to bring awareness to the orgasm gap. If you also believe like I do that a woman's pleasure is equal to a man's pleasure, be sure to get yourself a t-shirt on pleaseme.online and bring awareness to this cause. If anything that I say resonated with you and you are enjoying this podcast, please let a friend know about it. As always, like and subscribe and support Please Me on Buzzsprout.com. 5-star reviews are also much appreciated and help to keep this podcast growing and bringing education to my listeners. Wait, I almost forgot. What kinds of foods do you like to bring into the bedroom? I mentioned whipped cream earlier, but I cannot fail to mention coconut oil, which makes the best and yummiest lube. Bonbons are nice too. Grapes to feed your lover. A little ice for a shocking and arousing sensation. Tell me, what do you like? Until next time.